Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is The Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. It is hour number three on a Trash Talking Tuesday. And Rob, who did you trash on Deadspin today?
I trashed the New York Jetropolitans because I made the point about Sam Darnold and how he's playing fine. And maybe it's the organization because Zach Wilson, Chris, I get it, he's a rookie, but four interceptions and 10 passes, come on. That's on the play.
He looked all right the first week, and then it just, my goodness, the damn burst.
You know what, four interceptions and 10 passes?
And you know what, though? He left him out there, Saleh, which I understood. I would have left him out there, too, Rob. Like, you got to learn. You must learn. And that's what they did. So we'll see if he learned. All right. This is the TV or Trash Talking Tuesday. And so you will be able to call in and trash anyone or anything in the world of sports in the last segment of the show. So you got about 30 to 40 seconds to do your thing. Call in about 35 minutes and we will get you on the air. All right. Let's get back to the NFL. And Rob, I don't know if you've been able to watch these, but so ESPN is running the Monday Night Football games. And then on ESPN2, they run the game with Peyton Manning, Eli Manning, and various guests.
Is it on ESPN2 or streaming?
I think it's 2. Rob G, do you know? Because I had it on yesterday.
I thought it was
I think it's
Plus.
ESPN2.
Is it 2?
Yeah, ESPN2.
Oh.
So they had Peyton and Eli are there the whole game, and they brought in Brett Favre. I'm trying to think of who else. Pat McAfee, Rob Gronkowski. You know, they bring in some good guys for a few minutes each. First of all, have you checked that out? Like, I listened to a little bit of it. It's okay. Here's my take on it. They're okay. It is definitely interesting to hear their insight. I mean, obviously Peyton Manning was, you know, one of the greatest quarterbacks and smartest quarterbacks to ever play. So it's good to hear his insight. Brett Favre was giving some insight, just some funny jokes. But I got to be honest, I prefer listening to like the broadcasters. It's just more professional. I don't know. Maybe I'm used to it, but I prefer that. So mostly I listen to that. Did you check it out at all? Or were you able to listen to it?
No, I watched the broadcast. I don't know. Maybe I'm old fashioned. I just like to hear what's going on or whatever. And I don't want to be on the couch with the Manning brothers. That's not what I'm looking for.
Rob G, have you heard any of it? Have you seen it? What's your feeling on it?
He probably loves it. The millennials probably love it because they don't want tradition.
No, I've only ever watched the highlights after the fact. Like you guys, when I'm watching the game, I'm watching the game. I don't want to hear
other
people.
You want to watch the game? Right.
Right.
Well, they don't just do – I mean, the game's on.
Yeah.
It's just them talking about it like – I mean, literally,
like you would be, like you would
Zoom,
be watching
so
the game
not,
in the living room.
No, right. If it's after the game, and I can go back and be like, oh, yeah, this is what Peyton Manning was talking about on the Aaron Rodgers 3rd-and-3. Like, that's cool.
Right.
But if I'm watching the game, I just want to watch the game. That's it.
Right. No, and I like the broadcasters. I do, if they're good. And, you know, I think these guys are pretty good. So I'm just more into that. But it has its value. And anyway, Peyton... When he was talking to last night during the game, Rob, he brought up the New England Patriots. I know you'll like this. And the cheating scandals. There's not just allegations. All right, there's been cheating allegations in other ways, but there have been two cheating scandals that we know of, Deflategate and Spygate, of course.
And they got suspended. There was suspension and big fines. So it's not like it's unfounded.
Right. So here's what Peyton Manning said about that, Rob.
I felt like the Packers were listening to Eli, you and I, our conversation on Friday about we got to come out and run the ball. I think our conversation was bugged, you know, kind of like the Patriots used to do back in the day. Every time I played against New England, I used to go and talk to my receivers like in the shower in the far corner. I'm like, don't talk about a play next to my locker because I know it's bugged. I know it's got a hot mic in there. We're in the shower. Very strange to see seven guys hanging out back there in the shower, but take all precautions out there. Oh, little snap count there, E.
There it is, Rob. And let me give you this because I know you want to unleash. But let me just give you this before you do. Eli or Tony Dungy, who obviously coached Peyton Manning in Indianapolis, he said this back in 2015. Now you can say, was Peyton joking? Was he serious? I think he was serious, but joke. You know, I think there was truth to what he was saying. Even though he said it kind of jokingly. But in 2005, I mean, Tony Dungy is as respected as a man gets in the NFL. And Rob, he said this on the Dan Patrick show. He said, we had a few expatriates, you know, expatriate players, that said we better be careful what we do in the locker room and what you say and that kind of thing. I think a lot of that is psychological warfare. They want you to think about certain things and worry more about what's going on off the field than on the field. I think at the end, that was kind of Tony maybe softening it a little bit, Rob, because why would Patriots, former Patriots players, come to your team, right? And tell you, yo, be careful. When you in the visiting locker room at Gillette, watch what you say. So
I still to this day, I do not understand why people have let the Patriots off the hook. And maybe it's not everybody because there's a lot of people. The Patriots aren't celebrated as much as they should be given all the success that the organization has had. When you win six Super Bowls, you should be lauded and propped up and talk about all the good stuff and how they do handle their business right, but there's always a wink and a nod and a little like wince in your eye, like that's like there's just something that doesn't feel right here. And for whatever reason, a lot of people turn a blind eye to the Patriots. Bill Belichick for Spygate was busted, Chris, and fined the most any coach had ever been fined in the history of the NFL. Tom Brady, instead of just saying, yeah, I told the ball boys to take the air out, it's my fault. I didn't realize he destroyed his phone and wouldn't cooperate with the investigation. And they had to go check and see how he had 100 text messages to the ball boy. I don't know what that's all about. But he wasn't talking about taking the air out of the football. I guess they were buds. And he was texting the ball boy 100 times. I have no idea. And then the other one was with the Bengals. Remember the last time they got busted with that?
Right.
And then, you know, people are like, what do they need help for to beat the Bengals? They're terrible. It doesn't even make any sense. Well, the problem is they had a new coach there and Bill didn't have anything on them. And they were going, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Signals. He didn't have any info. It was a brand new coach.
Yep.
So it wasn't out of the realm and they got fined in that again too, Chris, for that. Who's the other? I just forgot his name. The offensive coordinator.
Josh McDaniels.
McDaniels. Why did he get fired, Chris, in Denver? Do you know why?
No.
Not because he drafted Tim Tebow. Not because the team was bad, which they were. He got busted in London videotaping the team that they were playing their signals. The league busted them. Josh McDaniels. Eric Mangini's one of their disciples, one of Bill Belichick's disciples. He said, dude, when he got the Jets coaching job, I know what you're doing. You're not going to do it to me.
Right, right.
I mean, this is all documented. That wasn't like Peyton Manning looking for a cheap joke. He brought that up because it's still back here, Chris, in the back of his head. And there was talk about they would get people in team hotels when guys throw out game notes and stuff like in the garbage, like from Saturday before the game, that they had people at the hotel where the team stayed looking for stuff left behind and stuff in the garbage, notes, you know, plays or whatever, that they would have people go pick up the garbage from the hotel, all kinds of stuff.
Right.
So we're hard on the Astros who got busted, and we should have been because they cheated. We can't stand Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens and Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire and all that. But for some reason, the Patriots don't get the hate, or not as much as they should, because they have been caught, Chris, convicted, fined, suspended, and it's been on multiple occasions, not just a one-time deal.
Right. I think it's a few things, Rob. I think one, this is Deflategate. This wouldn't necessarily apply to Spygate. I think Deflategate, and I even was saying at the time, Rob, when they were caught, and, you know, some people were saying, oh, it doesn't matter to balls. I mean, I shouldn't say anybody that's played football, because there were football players saying, or executives and stuff saying this. But there's no, I don't know how you deny, Rob, that a lesser inflated ball is going to be easier to handle. And you won't fumble. It'll be harder to fumble, I should say.
Rob G, can you look it up that year?
And a little easier to catch,
they had the
too.
Least fumbles, Chris, in the NFL that year.
Right.
That was the year that the Colts said that they were deflating the ball. Go look it up, Rob G. They fumbled like one time all year.
Right.
It makes a big difference.
But I would say this, and I think this is part of why people don't necessarily hold this against them. That game, when it was found out that, you know, the balls in the first half against the Colts were deflated, they were up 17-7 at halftime. In the second half, the balls were regulation. They got rid of the deflated balls and used regular balls, and the Patriots demolished them. They won 45-7. And so I think, just like people look at Barry Bonds, and you're right, he gets heat. There's no doubt he gets much more heat than these guys
MVPs
in the NFL.
Before.
Well, that's my point. People say that. They say, well, Bonds was great before he even used the steroids. We don't know exactly when he started using, but, you know, look at his body, look at the circumstantial evidence. He was going to be a Hall of Famer anyway. Roger Clemens was going to be a Hall of Famer anyway. These are
when
the things you hear.
When he was with the Red Sox and when he was skinny.
And those are the things you hear. So I think there's an element of that, Rob, that all the Patriots would be great anyway. Look at what they did to the Colts in the second half with regulation balls. So I think there's that. And then I think I'll throw this out at you, Rob, too. For some reason, it is different in football than baseball and track. When we talk about cheating, and baseball is obviously a sport where there is a little bit of accepted cheating, so to speak, you know, with Gaylord Perry and, you know, Phil Niekro and guys used to doctor the ball and stuff like that. It's, you know, kind of part of the game on some level, right? Trying to steal signs visually and all that. But, Rob, if you get caught using PEDs in baseball, it's over, right? I mean, Alex Rodriguez, one of the best players we've ever seen. And people, yes, he's resurrected himself as a broadcaster and all that, but there is a stain on his career that won't go away. Track and field, right? Ben Johnson, you can go on and on. If you are caught using PEDs in track and field, Marion Jones, they erase. It's like you didn't even run before. But in football, how many times does a guy get caught with PEDs? He's out for 5 games, and he comes back, and people, it's no
big
deal, right.
Chris, 100%. I remember, what was the year there was a player who got busted, and then he was up for the Defensive Player of the Year award. Who was that? Oh, my God.
Was that man Lights Out?
Yeah, maybe it was Sean Merriman. You remember that, Chris? That was the year.
Yep.
But it didn't stop people from saying, oh, he should be the Defensive Player of the Year. And I just thought to myself, boy, what a difference it is in football compared
totally
to baseball.
Yep.
Or track
totally
and field
different.
Where you're like disgraced.
It's over,
and
right.
And in football, you look, every year there's about 8 or 10 players who are suspended every year in the NFL, and nobody raising an eyebrow. If somebody gets suspended in baseball, it's the top of ESPN.com.
Yep.
It is.
Oh, it's a huge story. Lyle Collins right now with the Cowboys is out. yeah. for five games.
You
when
remember,
he comes
did you
back,
remember the splash for that?
It's not going to be a big deal. Yeah, when he comes back, it's not. He's going to be right there, and people are going to be like, "Yeah, they got their line back," and they're, you know what I mean.
Right.
Like, there'll be no talk of it. So I don't necessarily know why, because, you know, would you say, okay, there's a little, you know, everybody's trying to get an edge, and other teams are, you know, looking at video. I don't know how they could justify it, but the same thing, Rob, I could say the same thing for baseball, right? I mean, we know everybody's trying to get signs and you know, stuff like that in baseball, and yet it is not the least bit accepted. So it's odd, but I think that's the only explanation I can really throw out there.
Yeah, but for Peyton to still keep bringing it up, it just tells you that it's there and then going
and
away.
And even for Dungy, Rob, to say
right.
it. Because you can kind of – a lot of people might look at Peyton as, oh, he was playing around. They're not – Dungy, I mean, that's not the issue with Dungy. So, all right, Rob Parker's got a bone to pick with his beloved – are they your beloved New York Jets? Is that fair
I
to say?
Say – I grew up as a Jets fan growing up in Queens. I used to
that
go
must
to
have
stadium.
Been rough.
The year that they almost went to the Super Bowl
80s
was
were rough.
When they played the Dolphins in that famous game,
oh,
playoff
yeah,
game.
Yeah, yeah.
14
that was a
to
great
nothing.
Game.
Richard Todd, I was so hurt. The Jets beat the Dolphins that year, Chris, twice. So they had to play them the third time. And you know what I mean, in the playoffs.
They
and they lost that game.
Right.
That was, yeah.
That was
a huge. 14 to nothing in the rain. And I remember turning that game on. It was on NBC. I was in college. And it was raining cats and dogs. And the turf, Chris, was not covered, the grass. And I was like, Don Shula, man, that is wrong. Because the Jets had no speed
right,
burners. You
right,
know what
right,
I mean?
Right,
they
right,
have,
right.
They had
he knew what he
stars.
Was doing. Right. All right. We'll get into that next. Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right. It is The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, and we are wrapping up or getting close to wrapping up a Trash Talking Tuesday. So you can call in about 10 minutes. You got 30 to 40 seconds to trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. One thing that you better not trash is Discover Card. Because Discover Card is tremendous. And it matches. Here's why. Because it matches all the cash back that you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year. It's amazing. Because Discover is accepted at 99% of places in America that take credit cards. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report limitations do apply. And Rob Parker has a bone to pick with his once beloved. He grew up a Jets fan. That's a sad statement. He grew up a Jets fan.
You
grew
know
up
I
a
was...
Jets fan, a Knicks fan, and a Mets fan. My goodness.
I grew up an Islanders fan, but the Islanders won four Stanley Cups when I was in high school, so that was my only saving grace. Of course, it would be the
Mets won
team.
A couple. So they gave you a few.
The Mets won one. What do you mean a couple?
One, real one,
1986.
Right.
That's it. Yeah, the Jets. It just can't seem to get it right. I'm not trying to say that Zach Wilson, his career is over because he had four interceptions against the Patriots or whatever, but it's just. It just seemed like nothing goes right for that organization. Like Sam Darnold, they were high on him, Chris. Just couldn't the offense, I don't know if it was coaching or personnel or whatever. He just couldn't get it going. And it didn't work out. And now he's in Carolina and playing good, Chris. Like not like, you don't have 10 touchdowns or anything. Three touchdowns, one pick. A 102
yeah, it's
quarterback
not like he's
rating.
Going crazy, yeah.
No, but a 102
and
quarterback rating.
And they have
rating.
Had a weak competition. Although and, I do think New Orleans is going to make the playoffs. But.
Well, New Orleans coming off that game, that's a big win for them, I think. New
that's
Orleans
a good win.
Felt like,
no, that's a good
right?
win.
Right? New Orleans got to right. feel sky high beating the Packers like they did.
Right.
And then coming in there, and I would call that an impressive win by Carolina. So they're 2-0.
No, there's no doubt. No doubt.
Okay. 2-0. And. You just wonder. You know, I don't know what Sam Darnold's going to be. Maybe he's not going to be a star in the league, Chris. Will he be a good quarterback for 10 or 12 years? And win some games.
Well,
who
was it on with us that said he thinks he's going to be a Pro Bowler at some point?
Yeah, we did.
We had somebody on. It was a former player. I can't remember who it was.
Right. Oh, no, was it TJ Houshmandzadeh, right?
Yeah, I think it was Hoosh. Yep. Yeah. He said not so, this year probably, but eventually, yeah.
But it's just the Jets just can't seem – it's been – and I know Rex Ryan, Chris, they went to the two AFC championship games or whatever, and it looked like they had something going. Remember Mark Sanchez? I told you, yep. Mark Sanchez won four road playoff games in those runs. They even beat New England. In New England, you remember that game?
Yeah.
In a playoff game. But it seems like that was 50 years ago, Chris, not 15 years ago.
It really does. So bad. It seems like ancient history. You're absolutely right.
That, it's not that long. When was that? Can we figure that out, Rob G?
It was about 10 years ago, within the last 10 years. I think 09 and 10, 2009, 2010.
Who did they lose to? They lost to the Colts and they lost to Denver. Games.
Yeah.
Right? They lost to the Colts in Denver. They were in those games.
Yeah, it was a decade ago. I mean, I guess to us, that doesn't seem that long, but, you know, it's been a while. But, yeah, it seems like ancient history. Rob, I used to always say this when I was in New York covering, you know, as a beat writer. I felt like, and the Yankees have obviously not been bothered by it because they've been the most successful franchise in sports history. But I think that the New York teams, many of the New York franchises, I think one of the reasons they struggle sometimes is that they react to the media. Sometimes they do things to win the back page, or they respond to the media buzz that creates fan buzz. You know, I know when I was covering the Knicks, Rob, if the Knicks lost four or five games straight, and even after I was covering them, you know, one of the tabloids is writing, oh, the Knicks lost their fifth straight games, you know, putting so-and-so's, whoever the head coach was, job in jeopardy.
Right.
And then, you know, that might not be true, but you go to practice the next day, and you ask the players or the coach or the GM, well, is I'm just throwing out his name. Is Jeff Van Gundy's job in jeopardy? You know, there's rumors. there might be nothing to it. But then when the players respond, I think Jeff is, you know, this is on us. It's not on Jeff. You know, it becomes a story. And things just kind of snowball from there. And sometimes I think the organizations, they react to it. I mean, Lenny Wilkins, Rob, wasn't Lenny Wilkins like 500?
Yep.
When Lenny, the Knicks fired him?
Lenny Wilkins, it was that. You remember Larry Brown got thrown out real early?
Yep.
Who else? There's a couple guys who got chewed up in the meat grinder. Donnie Nelson, you remember Donnie Nelson came down from Milwaukee?
Indiana,
and Golden State?
From Indiana.
Right?
Or I'm thinking of Donnie Walsh. Yeah, yeah.
What's
but Don
name?
Nelson, yeah.
Don
the
Nelson.
Head coach.
Don
right.
Nelson, right. That's what I was thinking. Yep. Don Nelson.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, here was Lenny Wilkins. He was 23-19 his first year with the Knicks, and then 17-22 his second. So he was 40-41 with the Knicks, and they fired him. And so I just think sometimes, I'm thinking of the Knicks, but, you know, I think sometimes they respond to the media. But now, Rob, there's really no excuse because tabloid journalism is all over the country now. You know what I'm saying?
And a lot of it ain't even real journalism, just people who have Instagram. They're not journalists.
Right. But, you know, now, I mean, rumors are flying all over the place, regardless of what team you play for or where you play. So I don't know that that's an excuse today for the Knicks, but I always thought in the past that was one of the reasons that some of the New York teams struggled. But Trolling or Rolling with Martin Weiss is next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
And it's time for Trolling or Rolling with Martin Weiss.
They see me trolling.
Tom Brady, he's done.
They hating.
Aaron Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season.
Trying to catch me riding.
It's Trolling or Rolling.
That's right. It's Trolling or Rolling. I'm Martin Weiss, and I'll break it down for you just in case this is the first Tuesday that this beautiful, wondrous segment has ever blessed your listening ears. If Rob and Chris like the story I read, you hear the roll sound.
They see me rolling.
And if they don't, you hear the troll sound.
Oh, man. Hey.
So first off, Cowboys rookie linebacker Micah Parsons slid down the defensive end in Los Angeles on Sunday. And while the sack he had may have been questionable at best, the pressure he put on Justin Herbert was not. On today's Lemon Pepper Parlay podcast, hosted by friends of the Odd Couple, TJ Hushmanzada and yours truly.
What? A free plug?
Absolutely. It's not free. It's not free, Rob Parker. I'm working for it. TJ said the Cowboys should move Micah Parsons to defensive end full time after playing just one NFL game there. Chris Broussard, trolling or rolling, the Cowboys should move Micah Parsons down to DN.
It's a tough one. I'm trolling it.
Oh, man.
But hey, this hey, is a hey, tough
hey,
one.
Hey.
Because obviously for now, with DeMarcus Lawrence out and Randy Gregory, you know, he'll be back. But they got to play him at defensive end. So I think he's going to be there for a few games. And they have such depth at the linebacker position that you can afford to do that. But I think he's a guy that can do both. That's why I say I'm trolling it, because at least for the time being, when Lawrence gets back, when Gregory gets back, he's a guy that you can do both things with. He can play end and linebacker. So for now, I'm fine doing that, so that's why I'm trolling it. But maybe eventually he'll become full-time at that, or if he just tears it up the next, you know, few games. But for now, I'm fine with having him do both.
I'm just going to troll it.
Oh, man. Hey.
Stop gap measure for right now. They needed to do it, so they did it. But let's not get crazy here. And like Chris said, guys are coming back. So it's not like those guys aren't coming back and you need a long-term solution. So I'm trolling it.
Troller rolling, Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. We finally saw Justin Fields in extended action on Sunday, and I guess Matt Nagy isn't quite sold yet on the young QB, because came out today, the Red Rifle himself, Andy Dalton, will be the starting quarterback in Chicago as long as he's healthy. Rob, trolling or rolling the idea that Andy Dalton's the guy if he can go?
I'm rolling with it.
They see me rolling.
The only reason is because Nagy and those guys are trying to save their job. And you just said it. If it was all about Justin Fields and they thought they could win games now, then it would be no question. I think they feel pressure to have to still try to win now. And if you put the kid in and it doesn't work out, or they don't win games, but he progresses, that's not going to save Matt Nagy.
I'm trolling it.
Oh, man. Hey.
And I disagree, Rob. I think that starting Justin Fields actually gives you an excuse. If you're Matt Nagy and you lose games with Justin Fields as your quarterback, you say to the front office, look, he's a rookie. Most rookies take lumps when they're – look at Trevor Lawrence.
That ain't
going to
work. I mean, I don't believe that.
He just started.
That's your opinion.
That's your opinion. Neither one of us knows exactly what would be better for him, but I think you have a built-in excuse if you have a rookie quarterback that people understand is going to struggle. I actually think he's putting his own job security. He's kind of said as much, too, aside, because starting Dalton might give him or starting Fields gives him that built-in excuse, but he's trying to do what's best for Fields. That said, I think they should start Justin Fields. All right, Dalton got hurt. Dalton wasn't impressive in game one, so, you know, he had his shot. All right, Justin didn't look very good in his start in his, you know, game yesterday or Sunday. He only had 60 yards passing, but he's out there now. Let's roll with him. He's the quarterback of the future. Dalton looks like a below average quarterback at this point in his career, so I'd start Fields from now on.
Trolling and rolling, Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Now, the Las Vegas Raiders have been one of the surprises of this young NFL season, going 2-0 against two historically good teams, the Ravens and the Steelers. John Gruden has caught some flack in his Las Vegas tenure, but right now, Derek Carr's leading the league in passing yards, and his team, the Raiders, are atop the AFC West. Chris, trolling or rolling, the Las Vegas Raiders are for real.
I'm trolling it.
Oh, man. Hey.
I got to see more. They were 6-3 last year with victories over New Orleans, Kansas City, and Cleveland, and then fell apart. All right, so I know these are two great victories. Derek Carr does look great. He's playing at an MVP level. And Josh Jacobs, when he gets back, that's just going to make the offense that much better. I like the receivers. They've looked good. The young boys have made improvements. But I got to see a little more before I'm ready to say they're real and headed toward the playoffs. Because that's what real is. Real is them making the playoffs, because they haven't in the last 3 years under Gruden. So that's what he needs to do.
I'm rolling with it.
They see me rolling.
And mark it down that I said they would make the playoffs before the season. I believe they will. This is, the time you got to push your way through. John Gruden, year four. People don't want to hear about that. The Raiders have to be in the playoffs and give themselves a chance, and they started off with two really good wins. So they're off to a great start. Yes, we've seen the collapses in the past, but right now the Raiders are for real. I like where they are.
All
yeah,
right,
you know what, Rob,
Martin.
What's up, Chris?
No, go ahead.
I just want to know what Rob Parker is going to do during the Rob Parker Bowl this Sunday, with Stat Padford and the Los Angeles Rams versus Tom Brady in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Are you going to be okay? Are we going to hear you on the Odd Couple on Monday, Parker?
Just because either one of those guys win doesn't mean that they won the game. Maybe it was the defense. Maybe it was the defense for the Rams that won the game. How about that? You ever think about that? How about somebody, a quarterback throwing three picks, but their team wins because the defense is good?
It's a win.
Okay. There you go.
We keep wins and losses for quarterbacks.
That's all I'm saying.
Nobody else.
That's
no,
all I'm
not
saying.
Receivers, not defensive ends, not running backs. One
I
stat,
think the only
one,
way,
one position look, that's a stat for, and that's quarterbacks.
All right.
Chris, Rob's talking all this big and bad. What about the defense? The only way he comes in to work on Monday with a smile is they somehow tie nothing to nothing.
Hey, there's always a first in the NFL.
He probably would love that. He probably would love that. All right, Martin, all right. Great stuff, brother. We appreciate you.
All right.
Disgruntled sports fans, this one's for you. Trash Talking Tuesday is now 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to call in and trash anyone or anything in the world of sports right here on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
I'm the poo-poo king.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's The Odd Couple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and it is your time to shine with Trash Talk.
Don't you ever talk about me!
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
All right. Let's, Rob, where you at?
All right, I'm right here.
Your favorite segment of the show. Let's do it.
Let's go. All right, here we go. The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. And we start off on this Trash Talking Tuesday with Patrick in North Carolina. What you got?
Hey, my brothers, what's going on? Great to hear you. Unfortunately, now I have to listen to you on my computer. I am trash-talking my local radio station, WSJS, for dropping you and dropping Fox Sports Radio. Now I have to listen to you on the computer, or I have to listen to Jason Smith on the computer. I'm telling them now. I hope they're listening very well. If you drop Dan Patrick, I will protest in front of your radio station. Leave ASPN. Let it go. Bring back Fox Sports One. I'm out.
All right. Patrick, man, right. With some support for
us. We appreciate it.
We do. What about Bentley in Chicago? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing?
Hey, fellas, and I hate to do this, but I've got to trash you, Rob Parker. A couple of weeks ago, you put out a take that you thought Tim Tebow got his spot his shot at the tight end position as a function of white privilege. And I was like, dude, I almost died. I was spitting up coffee. I was laughing so hard. That's the most ridiculous take I've ever heard, man. He got that spot because of Tim Tebow privilege. It hadn't been to do with no white privilege. It was Tim Tebow privilege he got that spot for.
All right. I ain't going to respond. I'll let him have his day. Nick in South Carolina. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing?
What's up, fellas? I'm trashing Rob Parker, Mr. Aaron Rodgers fanboy himself. And I know Rob doesn't like being called a fanboy, but, dude, come on, man. It's undeniable at this point. You have blatantly different standards for Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers. Last year, you trashed Brady for losing to the Saints, and this year you're saying Rodgers had a bad day at the office? And then Rob gets all excited for Rodgers beating the Lions, but if Brady dominates against a bad team, then Rob will tell you he's still washed. So, look, right now it's all about Rodgers getting to the Super Bowl. Forget about getting to the Playboy Mansion. Rodgers can't even find a taxi to get there.
Eric in Florida, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing?
I'm trashing Matt Nagy and the Bears. All the fans want Justin Fields to start, but we saw what happens when we throw a rookie QB in with Trubisky with Matt Nagy's situation. It's going to be terrible. I don't see why we can't just keep Dalton in and give Fields some confidence.
All right. Eric, I think that's what they're doing, though, right, Chris? Aren't they doing that? If Dalton is healthy to play, he's going to play.
Yeah, Dalton's starting.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Mike in Tempe, Arizona. Tempe, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Mike?
I'm Mike Coles. They suck, right?
Not looking good.
I talked to you guys before, and come on, give me your honest opinion. What do you think?
I'm not throwing in the towel yet on them.
Yes, yeah, two games.
If Wentz can stay healthy, and that's a big if. All right, he's already had three injuries. He's only been there a couple months.
But they were in that game against the Rams, Chris. They scored 24 points against that defense. Yeah. Come on,
he's played fine when he's available, and their offensive line isn't intact yet. So once they get healthy, I think they can protect him a little better. So they still got a shot, yeah.
I'm not into moral victories, Chris, but the Rams' defense is pretty damn good, right? 24 points, they were in that game. They lost by a field goal. I mean, wasn't like they got run out of the gym.
Right. Especially not the gym.
No. Very nice. Right. All right.
But, go ahead.
Hey, Rob G, you got somebody you trashing? Who you trashing this week?
Yeah, Rob, I'm trashing Chris and Rob for trying to suggest that I took a sick day, even though I wasn't sick yesterday.
I ain't suggesting. You
wait a minute!
Sick.
I didn't say that. That was Chris Broussard. That's your
well, you
guy.
Didn't back me up, Rob. So therefore, you're guilty by association.
Oh, you're at home chilling.
I wish I was chilling.
Enjoy
I have to listen
yourself.
To you guys talking about.
Listen to you. Your voice sounds fine.
That's because I took Alex's advice, and I'm loaded up on zinc and magnesium and vitamin A, B, and D.
Okay.
Is that what you're taking? Alex is a witch doctor. Did he put a
hey, herbalism. What do you mean, bro?
No, what he put
something.
Did he put
out there.
Hey, you know what?
Tiger tooth around your neck.
Rob, hold up. Hey, ask my boy Chris Broussard why his throat's be sounding all golden lately when he's doing two now shows. Yo, and he's sounding like he's good.
Hey, this is private information.
He's so dumb, Rob. He's so dumb. No, my man was struggling for more talking. I told him what to do. A little turmeric, ginger, and honey.
In fairness, Alex, and I give you your props.
Don't say it, Chris.
But I'm just drinking regular tea. We had some tea in the cupboard.
See, look, now he's trying to deny you.
You see that? You see that?
But it's working. I'm putting lemon in it, and I'm putting tea, and it's working. So I haven't gotten to the turmeric at all.
And y'all know Rob and Alex, when Chris says regular tea, he means that $27 a bag tea that he buys. Because he's bougie like that.
And he's so
Rob is the one.
I'm not Rob G. You know I'm always scrimping and saving.
That's right. I mean, Chris still got a car that he pays somebody to watch when he goes in parks in bad neighborhoods.
Exactly.
Just
what
saying.
What did you give the guy? $20 and said, watch my car, make sure nobody busts the windows out?
I'm not the one wearing the Jeezy flip-flops.
Walking into the dollar store, though.
Into Ross to get a discount and wearing some Jeezy flip-flops.
Rob would be the guy with a $5,000 backpack talking at the 99-cent store. How come there's $5 items here?
Hey, that sounds like me. This ain't no dollar store.
That is the truth. All right, thanks for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow. Keep it locked, Fox Sports Radio. For Jason Smith and Mike Harmon, they're next. Peace!